Officials in U.S. President Joe Biden's administration say the U.S. military is considering creative ways to get Americans and others into the Kabul airport for evacuation from Afghanistan amid security threats. The Pentagon has ordered six U.S. commercial airlines to help move evacuees from temporary sites outside of Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told ABC on Sunday as Biden's August 31st deadline for ending the evacuation operation approaches, he'll make a recommendation on whether to give it more time. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on CNN, 3,900 people have been airlifted out of Kabul on U.S. military flights over the past 24 hours. Bahrain says its national carrier is flying people to the United States as part of efforts to evacuate people from Afghanistan a week after the Taliban takeover. The U.S. Allied Kingdom said Sunday that a Gulf Air flight will transport people from its Isla Air Base to Dulles International Airport south of Washington, D.C. The official statement said the flight was a, quote, affirmation of the Kingdom of Bahrain's efforts to protect lives. Tropical Storm Henri made landfall in the U.S. state of Rhode Island early Sunday, packing heavy winds and drenching rains as it began lashing the northeastern U.S. coastline. The storm was downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm, but still packed wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. Officials warned of the danger of widespread flooding in inland areas as the storm was expected to sweep west from the coast before turning back to the northeast. Millions on New York's Long Island and an area of the U.S. known as Southern New England braced for flooding. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sought to move forward stalled peace efforts for eastern Ukraine on Sunday and stressed Germany's commitment not to let Russia use a new gas pipeline as a weapon as she made what is likely her last visit to Ukraine as Germany's leader. Merkel's trip came 2 days after she went to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The chancellor is not running in Germany's national election next month and is nearing the end of her almost 16-year-long leadership in Germany. Speaking at a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday, Merkel advocated working to get a leaders' meeting between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France on the situation in eastern Ukraine, the first in 2 years. The fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed rebels has killed more than 14,000 since 2014. The chancellor also talked up the merits of a U.S.-German deal last month to allow the completion of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany without the imposition of U.S. sanctions on German entities. Ukraine opposes the project, and Zelensky on Sunday called it Russia's geopolitical, quote, weapon. The Lebanese government is raising gasoline prices by two-thirds as it tries to ease crippling fuel shortages that have brought the country to a standstill. But Sunday's step will mean yet more hardship for Lebanese, more than half of whom have been pushed into poverty over the past couple of years by a financial meltdown, which has wiped more than 90% of the value of the Lebanese pound. Lebanon's fuel crisis has brought basic services to their knees, and queuing lines for hours at gas stations and a daily scramble for fuel has become a part of life. Hospitals, bakeries, and many businesses are scaling back or shutting down as fuel runs dry. Lebanon's Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran, has arranged for a shipment of fuel from Iran to help ease the shortage in Lebanon. Australia's COVID-19 cases spiked to a new record high on Sunday with over 900. Most of them were locally acquired infections in the most populous state, New South Wales. The rise in case numbers comes despite increasing containment efforts to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. The local health minister warns the growth in case numbers doesn't seem to be slowing. The government announced late last month a plan that uses lockdowns as a key strategy to quell outbreaks until 70% of the population gets vaccinated. This weekend also saw clashes between anti-lockdown protesters and police in the country's two biggest cities, Sydney and Melbourne. Hundreds were arrested and seven police were hospitalized. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.